Georgia's gubernatorial race is closing in with less than 1 month until Election Day. Republican Brian Kemp and Democrat Stacey Abrams will face off on November 6th after a long and hard-fought battle that has gained national attention. To learn more about Abrams' campaign and local Democratic organization involvement, I spoke with Thomas Moore. Thomas is the outreach coordinator of the College Democrats of America, the political director of the College Democrats of Georgia, and the Young Democrats of UGA, and was a former communications intern for Stacey Abrams. What is Young Democrats of UGA doing, getting people excited to vote?
It's having our weekly meetings every Wednesday at 6:30 in the MLC. It's canvassing events every day where we have our members and volunteers go door to door, let people in Athens and throughout Clark County know there is an election in November, making sure people are registered. We're working with UGA Votes, a nonpartisan group made up of half a dozen different student organizations, making sure people are registered. And we pushed for voter early voting to occur at Tate. So that'll be happening this year.
I also spoke with Parker Marlowe. Parker is the treasurer for the UGA chapter of Turning Point USA, a conservative nonprofit organization promoting the principles of personal freedoms, free markets, and limited government. He is also a current intern for Kemp's campaign.
What we do is we just log on to our Campaign Sidekick. It's a really super cool software that we use. Basically, we just log on there and make phone calls all day. As much as we can.
Okay. Do you help register voters?
I don't personally, but I think we have the ability to do that. I ask them questions. Hey, can we count on your vote for Brian in November? And then if they say yes, we move on to can I get you a yard sign out? Would you like to donate? Stuff like that.
Results from a national survey conducted between July 30th and August 12th by the Pew Research Center show that Democrats are more likely than Republicans to be politically involved, including attending rallies and events, contributing money to campaigns, and volunteering for campaigns as well. I asked Thomas and Parker their takes on the data. Have young Dems and college Dems seen a spike in political involvement and also membership?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, this has been one of our biggest first-year new entrances. Our membership spiked. We've been relatively strong since 2016, but this past few months have been just a major uptick in activity and in membership.
How many members would you say you have, including exec?
Probably about 150, probably about 40 to 70 at each meeting, depending on the week, and then the rest at social events.
What efforts are you and his campaign making toward just getting people to vote, period, in November?
I've been telling basically everyone I come in contact with they're kind of getting tired of me telling them about Kemp, and all my friends are like, "Who are we voting for, man?" all the time. So I've been really pushing it, and I know he has. I know basically everyone on the campaign has just been just telling people, "Hey, y'all got to get out and vote in November. Please get out and vote in November." So we're just really hustling. It's just a matter of just getting the word out, and just saying, hey guys, here's what we're up against. Obviously campaigns showing, or ads showing why Stacey Abrams is not good for Georgia and why her policies would ruin the state, which we've been seeing a lot of on Instagram and YouTube. I've seen them. Solid ads is what's going to get people out.
One of the most controversial pieces of state legislation was House Bill 280, also known as the Campus Carry Bill, which allows those with permits to carry concealed handguns on public colleges across Georgia. Abrams has received D and F ratings from the NRA, and one of her campaign promises is to work to immediately repeal campus carry. The bill, which took effect on July 1st, 2017, directly affects the students, faculty, and staff at the University of Georgia. Although the fight may be tough, Thomas believes her goal is achievable.
It's not going to be easy. It will definitely require multiple state Senate and state House races to go our way as well. But I certainly believe that there is the right atmosphere to achieve a state legislator that will help her along with that.
To Parker, however, this repeal is one of the most worrisome aspects of a Democratic governor.
If someone wanted to come on and shoot up a campus where no one has any way to defend themselves, they could knock out hundreds of people in a matter of just a few minutes. But if we have campus carry, which we already do, and I will be carrying as soon as I turn 21, I'm not right now because I'm not 21, obviously, but I would just feel so unsafe without knowing that there are people around me that carrying firearms.
For more insight, I spoke with Dr. Charles Bullock, who has been teaching various political science courses at UGA since 1968. Here's what he had to say about Abrams' promise to repeal campus carry. One of Abrams' promises is to immediately repeal House Bill 280, campus carry, if she's elected. So do you think that is an achievable goal?
No, because a governor can't do that. Now, what she would have to do is be to try to convince the legislature to do it. The governor can't, you know, pass or repeal legislation. And if she does become governor, she's going to experience a lot of frustration because the legislature is going to remain probably at least 60% Republican. Consequently, promises that she makes that she's going to do this, she's going to do that, probably she can't do it. Certainly she can't do it if it involves changing laws. So she would have to become a very skillful negotiator, a compromiser, in order to convince the legislature to concur with some of what she hopes to achieve. Something like gun rights is going to be very, very difficult, I suspect, because the Second Amendment is so popular among Republicans and Republican voters. So that would be a very difficult goal for her to achieve.
I gave Thomas and Parker the chance to respond.
Well, I think he's exactly right in saying that a governor cannot repeal a law passed by state legislative support. But I genuinely believe we have a decent chance at flipping the state legislator. It's not as high of a chance, per se, as electing Stacey herself, but it certainly is feasible. And she has a long and proud history of being a shrewd negotiator and really knowing how to make deals and bring some radical Republicans over to more sensible, moderate bills.
Yeah, I think he's probably right. But, you know, the fact that we would have a governor who is the leader of Georgia that has, you know, anti-gun sentiments and anti all these things that she has, that's what concerns me. And that's like just a that would set Georgia on a course of, you know, maybe if she has all this and then, you know, keeps pushing to take away, you know, Second Amendment rights, whether it be, you know, campus carry or whether it be, you know, limiting AR-15s or, you know, banning AR-15s or banning shotguns, firearms, any pistols or anything. The fact that the leader of this state would want to do that still concerns me.
Another point of controversy in the race sparked from Kemp's television ads. One shows him holding a shotgun pointed at a teenage boy who wants to date his daughter. In another ad, titled So Conservative, Kemp shows off his pickup truck, which he says he needs in case he needs to round up criminal illegals and take them home himself. I asked Thomas and Parker what they thought of Kemp's politically incorrect direction.
It's a joke. It's laugh. It's comedy. It's not serious governance, which Stacey's entire campaign and her entire career as a state legislator has been built on. She doesn't need theatrics. She has skills. She has history. And I think that's what, you know, voters that are still on the side will eventually come to realize. That even if they may be independents or Republicans, they still want a serious governor.
Yes, it kind of got him in some hot water, but if you actually look into it, it's not a thing. So that may have hurt him, but anytime you ask anybody on the campaign or anybody that knows anything about it, they're like, no, here's the real situation. That wasn't really the case. The truck, I thought that was hilarious. I think that's just for firing up the Trump base, which is obviously Trump's one of his big things is illegal immigration. And I think a lot of people in Georgia have huge, you know, sentiments against illegal immigration, and obviously because it's illegal. I think it really did fire up a lot of folks, especially a lot of the Trumpian Republicans. It may have hurt him, but I think it helped him a lot too.
Athens-Clarke County is a blue dot in a sea of red in Georgia. Clarke County's May election summary showed that Abrams received nearly double the total number of votes cast for all of the Republican candidates in the primary election. I asked Thomas if he thought this voting trend could continue into November statewide.
Polling is looking very favorable. And I think it's very telling that even though Brian Kemp literally spent his entire life in Athens, his primary vote totals were still significantly less, not even remotely comparable to Stacey Abrams' primary vote totals. Mm-hmm. Athens is a pretty blue place. Mm-hmm.
What would you say makes it so blue?
I think it's a coalition of, you know, people that were once students here and decided to remain here, workers that recognize that the Democratic Party assists them and helps them along and, you know, writes favorable laws. Jeez, I think it's professors, UGA faculty, definitely students help to an extent. It's just a whole bunch of factors, honestly.
I also asked Parker how Kemp is planning on fighting this blue wave in his hometown.
I know he's really energizing a lot of people here and a lot of college students here in Athens, and they're all going back to their hometowns and you know, spreading the word with their parents and their friends and stuff back in their hometowns. So, I mean, he's really done a great job of focusing on college kids right here. And so I think that's a great way to kind of combat the blue vote.
I further discussed with Thomas and Parker the nature of this race and why it's been too close to call. A September poll commissioned by the AJC and Channel 2 Action News showed Abrams and Kemp neck and neck. So with Georgia being so traditionally red, why do you think that this is such a tight race?
I think it's a lot of people are ready for change in Georgia. Nathan Deal certainly did some good things, but I think a lot of people are ready for a new direction. And people are fed up with, you know, the current presidential administration, and that's definitely affecting down ballot views and statewide views. I think this campaign has shown that Georgia is a purple state, if not blue. She always says that Georgia's not a red state and it's not even purple, it's just blue and confused. And I think she's very right. You know, that there's, it's proven that there is so much potential to elect Democrats, whether they be in Valdosta, or whether they be in Albany or Atlanta, or whether they be in DeKalb. You know, wherever they are, there is a chance to elect them, a real chance. And she's building the infrastructure and proving it's possible.
I think it's a tight race, probably because of the 2016 election and what's going on just nationwide with national politics. Donald Trump does a great job of polarizing people and getting firing up the right and firing up the left at the same time. The left is really fired up right now because they have this whole impeachment thing on the brain. So they're trying to get as many Democratic politicians in office as they can to try and fight Donald Trump. That's probably one of the biggest reasons that it's so, you know, neck and neck. And it's, you know, we see it historically as the first election, the midterm after a Republican president goes in, a lot of Democrats come in afterwards in that midterm. The right really doesn't do a good job of energizing voters, especially outside of Donald Trump.
Can you elaborate on that? Like, maybe why or how?
I don't know why. We just seem really boring. Conservatives historically, I mean, look at Jeb Bush, low energy Jeb. Look at, you know, Ted Cruz is a great guy. Ben Carson, great guy, all very low energy. Donald Trump is very high energy, and he's really, really energizing. That's why he won. That's kind of, I think Brian's kind of trying to piggyback off that. And he's trying to be, you know, he gets out and has all these big crowds and stuff, and he's trying to just do that. So I think historically the right has been, it's really hard to energize voters.
Midterm elections are November 6th. You can check your voter registration status and where you can vote at www.mvp.sos.ga.gov. That's www.mvp.sos.ga.gov. Rachel Kelso, Grady News Source.